What is the work of womb wisdom about?
Well, the work of womb wisdom, this is work for men and women. So this is not just yet another goddess circle or women's group. We actively encourage both men and women to come along and find out exactly what's going on. But I'd say to summarize the work, it's to actually bring the center of gravity in a man and a woman back down into the womb. And for the man, it's called the Hara. So there is a tremendous creative and sexual pulse of energy in those two places, which can be used for far more than giving birth or having a menstrual cycle or just creating sexual energy. There is so much more down there, and that's what womb wisdom is all about.
And why does this work need to be done, Anaya?
Well, you see, for the Western woman, she is competing with the masculine and bringing all of her energies up to the third eye, up into the head centers, competing, working, striving for this and striving for that. And it's actually tipping the male and female polarity or balance off. So what we need to do is work with the women to bring them back into their natural domain. Then a woman can be a woman and a man can be a man.
The work of womb wisdom, can you tell me, how does it make you feel?
I can only speak from direct experience. When I first began to tap into this work, it was as if my radiant, juicy, fertile, delicious womanly energy came back to me in a very innocent, very pure, and very non-threatening way. It's almost like a sensuality, but it's a sensuality that can be applied to everything in life. It can be applied in your family, to your children, to your work, to authorities, to education, to everything. Because at the end of the day, it is the true nature of woman, this sensuality, this creativity.
Going back to the fact that men are important in the work of womb healing as well, do people need to come along in a couple to the workshop?
They don't need to, but if you could drag your partner along, that would be fantastic. It's not necessary. Men, we have couples come along, we have singles come along.
What does it do for men?
For a man, he gets the chance to actually start viewing and feeling the feminine in her true form. For the man, he is being invited to really give at a much, much deeper level. So for the man, the more that he gives, the more that he's going to receive.
And I would imagine that it would help lead to a more balanced and strengthened relationship.
Oh gosh, absolutely. Yeah, the depth of these new relationships that are coming through because of this work is incredible. There is such an anchor and a foundation at the core of these new relationships. You know, there's such a sense of trust and honor for each other because you're doing the journey together and you're relearning how to be together in a truly authentic way. So I often call them the beloved relationships because it's only the beloved that has that certain combination lock to find your core wounds. No one else will even get close. So, you know, you can often be under the impression that, yay, I'm done, life is great, I am free. But then the moment the beloved turns up, oh my God, run for cover. Because the most deep, the most traumatized, and the really soft wounds rise up to the surface, and that's such a great service that they're doing for you. But at the time, obviously, you don't recognize that because it is something you could not see yourself. It is your own blind spot.
How did you develop this healing technique?
Well, two things really. Meeting my husband Padma, who actually brought this work to my attention, which of course I was very interested in. But then 3 months into our relationship, suddenly I get the news that I have cervical cancer.
And how did that make you feel?
The very first time I got the news, I went straight to Padma. She literally said, okay, let's begin. There was a relatively huge part of me that was so afraid that I almost wanted to take those normal methods. You know, I wanted to go with the doctors because, you know, the doctor said, don't worry, we can cut this out of you. But here I was on this threshold of saying, you know, Padman was saying, no, there is a new way. And I would cry in his arms and say, I don't know if I can do this. And I remember him telling me, he said, Anaya, now you have to apply this faith. You simply have to. Every day you have to reapply fresh faith and go on this journey. So that was how I did it. I didn't foresee the future up ahead. It literally was one day at a time. I will pass this day in faith that I can clear this myself. I just kept going until I had my new checks when I moved to France, and I was told within 10 days I would get the results. Now, those 10 days turned into 6 weeks. Finally, rung me up and told me it is all clear.
And that was just purely using the work of womb wisdom every day and having the faith.
Every day, absolutely. And now, with this experience, now I just want to go out and just tell the women there is another way. And it's, yes, it's about healing the womb and the cervix and the ovaries and all of that. But really, it's about looking at why is this happening in the first place, and really getting down to that sort of, for a woman, for that emotional reason, that emotional reaction that's taking place inside of her at a physical level. And that is what womb wisdom is about.
Am I right in thinking that the womb energetically stores all of the imprints that it has from sexual experiences, from pregnancies, from miscarriages?
Absolutely everything. Every sexual experience, every trauma, every memory, every disease, everything, all of it, the whole gamut.
It sounds really exciting work, Anaya.
It is exciting. It's exciting, it's powerful, it's rich, it's deep, it's scary. Because we are talking about a lot of energy here, a lot of potential, a lot of power. Obviously, first things first, we got to clear up what's been going on down there. And then you continue to clear. So as you move through relationships, you remember to just energetically clear that one when it feels right for you at the end, at the time of closure.
The workshop, as I mentioned before, is the 5th and the 6th of June in Glastonbury. If people are interested in contacting you or finding out more information, do you have a website?
Yes, the website is christblueprint.com. I am more than happy to receive your questions and reports. So I'm a very approachable person and happy to receive your emails.
Anaya, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here on Vivacity today.
It's been my pleasure, Sarah. Thank you.